Country, 96.3. Second
date update.
We got Ava on the line this morning. She went out with Noah, had a great first date, but no second date. And we're going to see if we can help her out. First of all, Ava, tell everybody how you met Noah.
We met on Tinder. That's where everybody meets nowadays. I don't know why people are still embarrassed, but we did. And our first date, we went out for a drink, and everything was going well, so I invited him back to my place. And we actually hung out for quite a while at my house, talked and stuff like that, and also had some fun, you know.
Oh, awesome. And then?
Then he never called back. And, like, it was surprising, because I feel like you pick up that vibe, like, if you know it's going to be a no call back, even if it's fun. Yeah.
So it was fun and good callback vibe.
Exactly.
Okay. Right.
But it didn't happen, so that's why you're calling us.
Yeah.
All right. Well, let's have us give Noah a call, see if we can figure out what's going on, see if we get you a second date, okay?
Awesome. Thank you.
When you have sports mixed with your pop culture, along with humor and celebrity interviews, your earbuds are enjoying the Rich Eisen Show.
Kevin Millar, we're all paying rent in Ohtani's world, right?
And the Dodgers world. Game is healthy. Game is good. And, you know, I get asked a lot, is that good for baseball? Yeah, it's good for baseball. This is definitely the team to beat, because that should be your next correction, Richie, is this World Series a bust for the Dodgers and Dave Roberts?
Hell yeah.
Search for the Rich Eisen Show on YouTube or wherever you listen.
So Ava gave us a call. She went out with Noah and said the date went really, really well. Got some great vibes from it.
Yeah, she hasn't heard from Noah since, but we've gotten a hold of him. And Noah, do you remember going out with Ava?
Yeah, I remember Ava. Yeah, that was an interesting date.
What happened? What was interesting? We want to know.
It wasn't like anything bad. The date went well. We had some drinks, and then she invited me over to her place, which is great. And I was all for it until we get off the Uber. And then I noticed that she still lived with her parents. That wasn't a big deal. Her parents were still asleep. We got in. But, man, what sucked was that her little brothers were watching us the whole time. We were making out in the living room. And I didn't notice it. I mean, I would have noticed it earlier, but I didn't. It was only until, like, in the middle of it, I see these two, in the middle of making out with her, I see these two eyes watching me. It's just totally not cool. It freaked me out. So I played it cool, but then I had to get out of there. It's just a bad situation. I don't like being watched like that.
Well, I can see that would be a little weird.
Maybe uncomfortable.
Watched, yeah, yeah. Well, Ava called us. Since you had a great date, asked us to call you on her behalf. She's actually on the other line. Can we bring her in this conversation so she knows what happened? Maybe we can right this ship?
Yeah, go ahead.
Ava, are you there?
Yeah, hi.
Did you hear what Noah had to say?
Yes, I did. And yeah, that was mortifying. That did happen. and I definitely let my little brother have it the next morning, because that's not cool. So I'm sorry about that. I didn't realize that was like a deal breaker, since it was kind of out of my control.
I can't date someone who still lives with their parents. I mean, if you're inviting me over to your place and then I gotta look over my shoulder do some action, and
I need to like hit pause on you for a second and like note to everybody that he also lives with his parents.
No, is that true? You still live with your parents too? Not that there's anything wrong with that, but I mean, you are judging Ava.
Yeah, I still live with the rents. I mean, like, I feel they give me some privacy, but I think it's important. And what I'm looking for is, because I live with my parents, I don't have a place to go either. So I need someone who has their own place, and we're not looking over our shoulder when we have our time private.
Oh, okay, buddy. Why don't you provide that for your significant other?
Look, I'm just not there yet. I mean, I'm working on myself out here, and it's a tough economy, and I'm just trying to take these next steps.
Yes.
Hawkeye, you take it from here.
You know, it seems like, I mean, you should understand Ava's situation, because you're in the same situation. That just seems kind of obvious.
But it's not where I'm. Well, it's not where I'm at. It's where I'm going. It's what I'm seeing. Where we're inviting each other to.
So what you're saying is that you're going someplace, but you want to date somebody who's already there.
Yeah, exactly. When I get into a relationship, I'm looking at this as a next step, a next chapter in my life. And dating someone who lives with their parents, it's like, it's a lateral move. That's not it for me. That's not the move.
Oh, no.
Well, okay. Noah, if we were to pick up tab date number two, just so you two could go out, you know, we'll send you somewhere nice for dinner and see where it goes. Maybe it's not a lateral move. Would you have any interest in going out with Ava a second time?
Well, yeah, absolutely. I'm totally down. Free meal? Of course. Let's do it.
No, thank you. If this is a lateral move, I just think it's not a great one then. So I'm going to pass.
Say no. Okay. All right. All right, Ava. All right. Well, Noah, unfortunately, I guess the offer's off the table if Ava doesn't want to do it. So we thank you for your time and thank you for coming to the show with us.
Yeah, for sure. I guess I tried to get a free meal out of you, Hawkeye.
Ava, obviously this didn't work out the way that you'd hoped, but at least you got a little closure when it comes to Noah.
Oh, yeah. Big door slam. Thank you. Thank you.
Named one of the best personal finance podcasts, The Stacking Benjamin Show with Joe and his friends makes financial literacy fun.
Work hard and save your money. That way, when you're old like me, you can buy the things that only young people can enjoy.
Squirrel watching.
You heard it here first. Get yourself a squirrel cam. Spend $30 a month on nuts, and you'll be at early retirement before you know it.
No, Piggy, this is the road to a podcast nobody listens to.
Find out more by searching The Stacking Benjamins podcast, wherever you listen.